Hey all, welcome to New Ones at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast, if you are listening from podcast world. Thanks for joining me today, wherever you are listening from. And I hope you're staying safe, and otherwise I hope you're doing just fine. Fingers crossed and shit. The whole COVID-19 situation seems to be getting a little hairy again. So remember to stay safe and stay home if you can. Look after each other. And if you can support a small business, definitely do so. Lots of places are doing takeout. So skip the pizza next time you need an easy dinner and hit up one of your locals. I would suggest getting takeout from a live music venue because those guys need some love. Can they do take care of beers? We've got a great show for you this week. We've got new music from Actors and The K's, and I hit up Indie Week last week for their virtual music conference live on the internet. It was great. I did the whole Indie Week thing from my couch, and while I absolutely do miss the live acts, for sure, I could get behind doing conferences and whatnot largely from my couch in my pajamas. I'd be down for that. I digress. While at Indie Week 2020 live on the internet, I met some cool artists with some great tunes, and I'm gonna share them with you. Sweet, right? And I promise they're good. First though, before all that, we're gonna take a look at some new music from Actors. Actors is a Vancouver-based post-punk band that has just released a delectable new piece of post-punk music to chew on. Chew with your ears, folks. The dark synth lines and hypnotic rhythms of Love You More leave you with just enough sonic space to get lost in. In a recent press release, the band's synth player, Shannon Hemmett, evoked, quote, "standing alone on a shadowy street," end quote, in describing the song Love You More. I can totally see that. I think it's important to note that it's probably raining on that dark street, at least in my mind. The band Actors is comprised of Jameel Russell, Shannon Hammett, Jason Corbett, and Adam Fink. Love You More is an absolutely killer track, and for me it evokes more than just a dark street. This song has layers. Layers that like inspire the beginnings of like a modern horror movie soundtrack. I would highly recommend listening to this track while driving alone at night down the California coastline. Once you can get there, if you're not there already. And I don't know what you're doing on the California coastline. Frankly, judging from the song that you're listening to, I don't want to know. This is Love You More by Actors.
Love lost memories haunting me.
Indie Week is an annual music festival held over 4 days and nights featuring local Canadian international music acts and bands performing usually in the heart of Toronto, Canada. Indie Week 2020 was looking like it may not happen, but the innovative organization managed to hold an online conference this year, and while live music was definitely missed by everyone misses live music. Remember live music? Remember going to like bars and stuff and like seeing people? What was I talking about? Indie Week's online conference took place last week, and Dropout was invited to hang out with some of the artists to chat about music, life in Canada, and their experience as an artist in 2020. So today, I want to play some of those interviews, share some of that music, because it was just a fun experience, guys. First up in our little Indie Week adventure, we've got Focus Your Audio. Focus Your Audio is a duo from Vancouver, British Columbia, that is collaborating with some incredible musicians and making some serious music. Bobby McElhinney and Sarah MacArthur are the two artists behind Focus Your Audio, and the two haven't been at it for long. Together, that is. The two describe themselves as having traveled, quote, the dusty road of the music industry, end quote, before finding each other and beginning their musical journey together. Canadian producer Adam Hertzfield describes Focus Your Audio as, quote, one of Vancouver's best-kept secrets, end quote. If you don't know who Hertzfield is, he's only produced about 75 chart toppers. He's got credits with artists like Alyssa Estrada, Loverboy, Snoop Dogg, Live on Arrival, and even Jeff Martin of the Canadian musical legends, The Tea Party. So pay attention when Adam Hertzfield says stuff. Here's a bit of my interview with Bobby from Focus Your Audio. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here with Bobby, and Bobby is from Focus Your Audio. Am I getting all this right, Bobby?
You're getting it right. Yeah. Bang on.
All right. Excellent. Can you tell me about Focus Your Audio?
Yeah, we're a band from Vancouver. We started like 3 years ago, I guess. And we're like an Americana country group, I guess you can say. People are saying we're like Lady A mixed with Fleetwood Mac style. We just released a single last Friday, November 6th, called Over There. The new single, like our producer Mike Young, he's the bassist for Mother.
Nice.
And so he plays bass with us as well, which is crazy. And Johnny Andrews, he's the drummer for Hey Ocean, and he was the drummer for Tegan and Sarah. He's the guy that does all the drums and percussion on these tracks, and comes out and plays with us as well. And we just have an amazing team around us, and we're super excited to hit the road again if we ever.
That's awesome. You sound like you have a wicked crew.
We do. That's
cool.
We have an amazing crew.
But, what about touring? How before this all happened and this whole situation was the situation? How was your touring situation? Were you guys getting out?
Yeah, absolutely. We did a tour last year with a Seattle, like he's a multi-award winning singer-songwriter. His name's Tobias the Owl. Absolutely fantastic guy. So we toured with him last year, and we were planning another tour this year with him, and unfortunately got shut down for it. But when we tour as an acoustic duo, unless the venues request something different.
About Dropout Entertainment is all about Canadian music. So who, apart from yourselves, is your favorite Canadian independent music artist, band right now?
Independent. We play with a guy here in Vancouver. His name's Jaron Chidiak. He's a good friend of ours. He's a tour mate of ours. Like, you know, we hit the road with him, slept in trucks and had bad gas station coffee at 1 a.m. in the morning with them. So Jaron's definitely, he's a killer singer-songwriter. We absolutely love him. He's a great guy and he's got great music. So we definitely have to give him a shout out first.
Okay, rockin'. And where can we find out more about Focus Your Audio?
We have our website, www.focusyouraudio.ca, and you can hit every single link there, all our socials, all our digital streams, like everything is right there on that website.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much, Bobby. That's awesome.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks for that, Bobby. More Indie Week in a few minutes, but first, this is the new one from Focus Your Audio. It's called Over There.
We didn't see in the clouds coming straight away. Bringing a rain that loosens all the stands in its way.
Conlon is a Canadian pop folk singer-songwriter with a sound that can only be described by a word like delightful. Her songs have been described alternatively as sweet, playful, and devastating. I got a chance to sit down with Conlon to talk about her music, and here is some of that. Conlon, is that right?
Yes, Keats Conlon, and that Keats is my Conlon. First name. My parents were weird, so.
Excellent, excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Keats Conlon. And is the namesake after Keats, like the writer?
It is, yes. My parents were very big fans of John Keats, and they also visited like Keats House in England right before I was born, so it was going to happen. I was going to be a Keats.
Awesome, awesome. What is it about East Coast music that is so damn good?
Oh my gosh, we only have 10 minutes, so I can't really say all of it. But if I had to sum it up, for me, what really got me stuck out here, for better or worse, is the community is incredible out east. Like I've performed and lived in the Ontario community, and it's amazing for a bunch of other reasons as well. But like, I moved out to Halifax, and I did not know a single soul. And it wasn't, and I had friends within like 2 weeks just from going to open mics. Like everybody's so welcome, and shows and stuff. Like everybody's so welcoming and so incredible. And I think something I've talked to people about in the past is, you know, the winters are so bad here. What are you going to do except pull up and play music? So it's going to end up being good eventually. I mean, a million monkeys going on a typewriter, like you're going to get good music.
You're going to get good music eventually. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sincerely, you do write awesome folk tunes. And I just wanted to know, what drives you to make music?
What drives me to make music? I would say I can't not make music. It's my favorite way to express myself. Because it's when you do say a book, and that obviously has its own challenges. I don't have the patience to write a book. But you can kind of write at your own speed. You can kind of do what you like. But I feel like with music and with songs, there's both that creative piece, but there's also like a formula. Like I have a very math brain. Like I do accounting for my day job. And I really like that there's that like creative wordplay and that kind of stuff, but it's got to have a rhyme and reason. It's got to be in key. Or if you're going to break those rules, you have to know the rules before you can break them. I think the puzzle format of it really appeals to me. And just singing's fun. I like to sing.
That's awesome. So. Do you have anything coming up?
Yes. So I just released my EP Pastel Portraits. And so that's out right now. I'm going to try to release a couple singles over the winter. I'm planning on putting together like a little compilation that's just called songs that I don't play in bars. Cause you know, the bar scene out here in the East Coast is amazing, but it doesn't super lend itself to like super somber, thoughtful, like lyrical songs. I have a bunch that I never really play or I haven't really recorded because I'm like, I don't even know if there's an audience for it. So this is the year that I'm like, you know what? Whatever. I'm just going to record them and maybe no one will listen to them and maybe they'll be a hit. But like, I just want them to be out there. Because they feel like my poems. I want my poems to be somewhere in the ether instead of in my head like they are right now.
That's awesome. How often do you write? Like how much do you write?
It really goes back and forth. I generally write in spurts. Like I will write 5 or 6 songs in like a 3-month period. And then I won't write for like a full year, or at the very least I won't like finish a song. I'm kind of always writing little things here and there. I have a million notes on my phone. but as far as like sitting down and finishing a song, like I said, really varies. Generally in spurts of like 4 or 5.
That was Keats Conlon, and chatting with her honestly made my day a little bit better. That is why I want to share some of Conlon's music with you. Conlon strikes me as somewhere between Annie DeFranco and Lily Allen. But what the hell do I know about anything? You can just listen to Conlon, do her thing, and then and you can make up your own mind about what she sounds like instead of listening to me talk about it for so long. This is Lipstick Stains by Keats Conlon.
I left lipstick stains along your back. Sorry about that. Those bright red hues helped me relax and retract. I just needed some way to make my mark on your heart. But there's too much skin and flesh for that, so I used your back. Those slippery stains led me to you and the flu. I didn't have patience to undress or reflect, so I ran and fell right into you. Seemed the thing to do. Someday I just won't feel no more. What a bore. My fingerprints will fade to ash. They'll come too fast. But until then, I'll reach for you, turn cold and blue. And I'll keep leaving stains and marks till it all goes dark.
That was Lipstick Stains by Keats Conlon. Last but not least, on our Indie Week adventure, I got a chance to sit down with Colin from Bent Roads Tavern. Bent Roads Tavern is a band you've probably never heard of unless you happen to have been into the Vancouver indie music scene circa 2001. Back then, before YouTube was a thing and the earth was cooling, there was a legendary college rock band called Bent Roads Tavern that packed the UBC campus bars and shook the Canadian Rockies with their unique protest punk rock folk jazz blend. The band originally consisted of Colin Middleton, Christian Stockmo, Bradley Dean, Graham Langridge, Liz Campsell, Anthony Lee, Brian Lynch, Jim Ryken, James Cook, as well as musical guests Mark Langridge and Heidi Noel Langridge. That's a lot of band, guys. I got a chance to speak with Colin from Bent Roads Tavern. The story behind the band is very complex. It's really heartbreaking. One of the reasons I want to share with you Bent Roads Tavern's new music is they've released an entire catalog of music in under a few months, and I thought that was pretty cool. Here is a bit of my interview with Colin from Bent Roads Tavern. Gentlemen, I'm here with Colin from Bent Roads Tavern. Colin, how are you, man?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Can you tell me how life is as a folk band in Calgary right now?
Oh, goodness. Well, as long as you don't plan on playing live many places as a group, then it's fine. You know, the odd singer songwriter solo performance here or there, as long as it's socially distanced or in one of the venues that have got this figured out. But for us really, playing live ended when the snow flew. Because we were playing outside.
Yeah. Oh, are you guys under a blanket of snow now?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's warmed up a bit, but it was pretty,
that's how Calgary rolls.
It is. Yeah. The shoulder seasons are, you never know what you're going to get. Yeah.
Right. Can you tell me about your influences and how you create music?
Sure. Our music, I'd say our influences are jam bands. Dave Matthews Band, Fish, String Cheese Incident. Now with some of the more modern contemporary folk like Mumford and Sons and Half Moon Run, those kinds of acts. I'm a huge fan of Canadian music. Crash Test Dummies, I was an early fan of theirs. So Canadiana, I like to weave Canadiana into our lyrics. Canadian cultural and geographical references are all over the place. Gordon Downie obviously is the Leonard Cohen of my generation. So he's, a very, very big influence in, as far as songwriting goes.
Cool. Can you tell me about the legend of Bent Roads Tavern and the 5-album saga and sort of where the idea came from and why you're releasing it that way? And just give me the lowdown.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we realized that this is a bit unconventional and truthfully, if it wasn't for the pandemic, I don't think we would have had time to take this on. So really this has been something that, you know, has kept me sane through this, in lockdowns. But the legend of Bent Roads Tavern, we started as a college band, back on UBC campus in 2001, and we were active, in Vancouver through about 2007. And we went on a long hiatus. We continued to write and record music together through that period of time as friends and musicians that appreciated each other's songwriting and what they brought to the song ideas that we shared. Continued to play live together in various configurations, but not under the banner of Bent Roads Tavern. In 2016, early November, the original bass player passed away suddenly in an accident. And then four or three Novembers later, November last year, one of the founding songwriters, Christian Stockwell, passed away suddenly and tragically. And that prompted us to say, look, like we had this period of time that was so important in our lives, and the music that we wrote and recorded together all these years, we still do it. pay tribute to what we've done. And so we recorded just one of the songs that Christian Stockmill had written, Sweet Morona. And we did a bit of a music video to it, like a slideshow video, and we sent it to his family, and it was really well appreciated. Decided to kind of wanted a bigger stage. We wanted to kind of tell, no, like this, we did this, this, a lot of people in Vancouver, at least when we were active, like really liked these songs. We had a following, we were called Bent Heads, back in the day. And so we put into CBC Searchlight, just to kind of get, you know, try to get a bigger audience. And it really, it just kind of snowballed into, you know, a revisit of trip down memory lane of all this material. And I had, you know, we had some of these old recordings that we did, back on UBC campus in 2003 that were very crude. There was a horrible ground hum that made it through all the recordings, but we didn't have the wherewithal, the means, we didn't have the money, nothing. And we didn't know how to prepare this. And we also didn't have time, because we're all students, to record it again properly. So like that was our one shot to record this. And so the music really just collected dust and sat in our basements for a long time. And then I got into audio restoration and mastering, and I figured out, you know, how to get rid of some of that stuff and, you know, try to bring it back to life. And so that's what you hear in a lot of the earlier, like volume one and two, that's most volume one and two, and to a lesser extent, volume three. And then volume four and five are some of the later recordings. Once we kind of were, you know, we had things figured out. Some of them were still live off the floor. Some of them were re-records, but yeah, I wanted to spend this year, you know, telling the tale, the legend of Bent Roads Tavern, really just because, you know, we felt the songs, you know, they have sentimental value to us and to our friends, and to the Benthead fans we had back then, and still tell us that they enjoy our music. So wanted to put it out there for them, and also, you know, hopefully kind of make our mark in the Canadian music landscape. So yeah, that's the story behind it. The 36 tracks, we figured go big or go home. We did leave some stuff on the cutting room floor, but I'd say about 75% of the content we ever recorded are in there.
That's amazing. I mean, it's, you got a whole catalog out in like a year.
If I wasn't stuck in my basement and needed something to keep me sane, it would not have happened.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Colin. Yo, and a big thanks to Indie Week for letting us hang out. If you want to check out more about Indie Week online, check it out at indieweek.com. But in the meantime, here is one of the new ones, one of the many new ones from Bent Roads Tavern. This is Long Way from Toronto.
Feeling real beside this field. The corn looks golden enough to harvest. We think in spheres like mountaineers about how the nights get colder here in August. Stars elliptical, though just typical, when we lay on our backs without attitude. We're not surprised of a 6 a.m. sunrise, as I swear I'll never ever die at altitude. So I sit up and watch you sleep, and I can't take any more. I've loved you too much today. Your dress is that see-through. I want you to know my mind, but I know that isn't fair, and I'm a long way from Toronto. Fireflies, they trick my eyes into believing we all could have disappeared. I hesitate sometimes when I don't know the rhyme, that you won't let me kill your fear. It's so not tragic, it's kinda like magic. I was thinking just the other day, the country's song is somehow wrong. When you gaze past me towards outer space. So I sit up and watch you sleep, and I can't take anymore. I've loved you too much for years. I'm simply not 65. There's youth left in me, and we're better off our separate ways. And I'm a long way from Toronto.
Lastly, but not leastly, I want to tell you about a band called The K's. That's C-A-Y-S, by the way. The K's is an alternative indie band from Montreal, Quebec, who've recently dropped two new singles, June's Moonlight and Palm Tree. Both songs are great and well worth a listen. We'll take care of one of those today for you. But first, a little bit about the band. And it's only a little because there isn't a lot of information online to be had about these guys, especially mostly because a lot of it is in French. The music isn't, by the way, French, that is. You know, not that there's anything wrong with that. The K's is made up of three friends, Ghislain Laval, Danny Messier, and Alex Marion. I genuinely love these kind of band stories. The group started out playing music just for fun, just as friends, you know? They had no real intention to do anything serious with it, but before they knew it, they had something special, something worth recording. This is our last song of the show today. This is Palm Tree by The K's.
Last week passed like a hurricane. You've got that special place in my brain. Don't wanna get back on that plane and leave you again. At least once a year, lying the sand with the sounds of the waves in my ears. Picture perfect in my mind when it appears. Enjoy the wind and do nothing with you near. Suck palm tree on the beach. It can be more clear. Dear.
Great track by those guys. That's the K's. And I'm your host, Ben in Toronto. And this is New Music at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast. Listen to more episodes of New Music Mondays on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Amazon Music Podcasts, and of course iHeartRadio. You can also listen to Dropout Radio, which plays awesome Canadian independent music all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at dropoutentertainment.ca. And on some awesome radio apps, like my Tuner Radio app is one, and that's a good one. You can definitely want to listen to it in your car. You can do all that good stuff with that app. You can also check out dropoutentertainment.ca. You can also check out dropoutentertainment.ca for new music videos, music news, reviews, interviews, and all that good musical stuff. Dropout Entertainment is licensed to play through SoCan. Thank you, SoCan. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Please try to stay safe out there, wear your masks, and you know, just be nice to each other. We're all in Team Human at the end of the day. Hashtag Team Human. Now back to more Dropout Radio playing 100% real Canadian independent music.